Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone. I can tell you that we truly missed you last week, but we hope that you all enjoyed your families, got to have a little relaxation, and to recenter yourself. You know how I always tell you, there's a power in taking a pause, because that little pause helps us to reset and reinvigorate ourselves. So I'm so grateful to be here with you all and to be bringing in this discussion. You know, make sure that you all are following us. And don't forget, I want you to join the conversation. So please call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous. Each and every episode, they put a live chat box into our discussion so you can put your comments, your questions, or if you want me to reiterate something, drop them into the chat box because you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. Then on top of it, guess what? In our private Zoom room today, oh my goodness, we have a dynamic group of ladies here with us. It's the Girls Who Love Books out of California. They are into romance novels, mysteries, fiction, who did everything. They said they read a little bit of everything. And it's so wonderful to have them in here and to have them a part of this discussion, because this discussion is going to be powerful. And I'm going to tell you something. It's almost like we are going to take it in layers. And I might be only giving you one layer today, because come season three, there is an opportunity for the second layer. So listen, don't forget, I also want you all to make sure that you're on our newsletter, because this cocktail mocktail today is delicious. I love it. Oh my word. Listen, if you're not getting our cocktail or our mocktail of the episode, you're missing out. So make sure you click the live link in our description box. Join our newsletter, because we are giving dynamic information in there. We're offering some wonderful opportunities that are coming up, and you don't want to miss it. Tell them, Whispers, we got fire over in our newsletter, and it's called the Whispers Exchange. So you know we're exchanging information in there. So don't forget, make sure you join me today. Call in at 516-595-8091. So are you ready to get into today's discussion? How to overcome a poverty mindset. Ooh, I'm telling you, we got to get some dynamic music in here. So, you know, I love to start each of our discussions with a clear meaning or a definition, and this is no different. All right, it seems like this mic is just not right today. I'm so sorry, you guys. So we're going to get the meaning of a poverty mindset, and it means belief system that life is full of scarcity. So once again, poverty mindset means it's the belief system that life is full of scarcity. You know, Whispers, this discussion stemmed from a deep, I mean deep conversation I had with a few business associates. And we started discussing this topic, and I noticed one common thread and misconception that they had, that a poverty mindset is that this is something that only is a set kind of person that struggles or has this type of thinking. And that is so far from the truth. Because you know what? People that even have beautiful careers. They're so successful. They can have a scarcity or a poverty mindset because it's a limiting belief. So that is what kind of stemmed this conversation and kind of brought fire into bringing this topic forward. See, the poverty mindset is the mindset that things are hard to get, that money is hard to earn, and that there isn't enough out here for everyone and anyone. Now, you heard me say that's what that poverty mindset is. So you know that can cover a multitude of people and diverse backgrounds at that. See, poverty mindset is refusing to invest in oneself because you don't want to spend the money to better yourself is a poverty mindset, and this is a mindset that you are going to discuss today in here with me. That's what we're talking about. The ladies in the chat box are like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so good. Yes, ladies, it really is. See, many times when I see this mindset, either male or female, they will invest in purchasing like shoes and bags or anything outside of bettering themselves, but won't invest the time, effort, or knowledge to better themselves. So it also made me think of this, and I want you ladies, because a lot of times, ladies, you seem to struggle with this element, self-care, taking care of one's self. You put everyone and everything in front of you, and you come so far down the totem pole. Because, see, that is also a poverty mindset, a scarcity mindset, when we don't value ourselves. And, fellas, you can be the same way, because you won't go to the doctors, you won't seek help, and you won't invest in your quality of care. So see, there's different aspects of that poverty mindset, and that's why I brought that up, because so many people think that it only has to do with money, and that's what my colleagues were thinking, and they were not correct, because see, this mindset impacts so many people, and it holds so many people back from really finding and doing what is great for them and how they are walking. You know, excuse me, I apologize. It made me also think about this. I know that many of you listen to me speak about Tyler Perry. And I really want to speak on him a little deeper and further that can help bring this point to a full circle about a poverty mindset and how you can break it and not even develop it. Because, see, this is the thing. I talk to you all the time about him. See, Tyler Perry, why I use him as such a great example in so many of my discussions is because this is a man that had to overcome so much. This is a man that really had to make a choice at a certain time in his life that would really shape, mold, and pivot his mindset. See, Tyler Perry was once a homeless playwright raised in definite poverty in New Orleans, Louisiana. He dealt with an abusive father, and listen to this, who he found out much later in life wasn't even his biological father. Now, isn't that powerful? His mother, his father, his uncles, any of his relatives had any knowledge nor background in business. He wrote out of pure stress. That's what he wrote out of. He was being mentally, physically, emotionally, and sexually abused in his life. He had no mentors. He also dropped out of high school and he lived out of his car on and off for several years. Now, by far, that is a person who should definitely have a scarcity mindset, because he was faced with such trauma and climactic problems on and off, day in and day out. And he never even thought about he could not break this cycle. Isn't that incredible? I mean, like, just hearing what I just said, it's just that powerful. And how much it really helped in shaping this man that we see now, that is a billionaire. He owns his own lot with his own studios. And he's employing thousands of actors to act in his plays. He holds shares in BET Plus. And it's so impactful, this story. Because, see, Whispers, Tyler Perry by far could have this poverty mindset. But he didn't. He knew there was more to offer him. There was more things he could do, and he never allowed his difficulties to predestine his pathway, not allowing the seeds of the poverty mindset to even take root. He said he had looked at Oprah Winfrey, had been watching her, hearing her story, and he said he knew that he was going to be that dynamic. And he knew, as he did the chitling circuit, as he called it, that his play would definitely be successful. And then lo and behold, look how successful it is. Everybody walks around, he can't even get past people asking him to please do Madea, because he's that successful. But you see, that mindset, he never let it take root. And it's not even a moment that he allowed it to blossom, to even water it in any way, shape, or form, which is incredible. So you might be wondering, though, how do we break this mindset? Are there any real tools to tap into? Well, you know, I always come with a few points or a few tools that I love to share with you all and can help in breaking this debilitating mindset. And now listen, now this discussion is so powerful and so deep that I'm only peeling back the first layer with you in this episode. Because that's how deep this is, that I have a colleague that is going to come on during season 3, which we launch on January 14th, 2022. Can you believe that? Wow. And we're going to actually be diving deeper into this discussion on part 2. So this is just the first layer that I'm pulling back for you, that I'm tapping into for you. Because that's how powerful this is. See, I want you to pin mark this. You may not be struggling with a poverty mindset or having that mind of lack, but there could be someone that you definitely know and that you can share this episode with to help them to pivot, to change, to remold that thinking. And see, that's the power of Whispers in a Bottle. Because we get to send that message out and it gets to get carried far and wide. And you all are that beautiful vessel, that bottle, that take it out there and share it with others that may need it. And so the cycle of what we do keeps going. And it's beautiful and it's powerful. So I love it. So listen, we're going to start getting into these keys or this points. And I'm not going to go in any particular order or anything, but this is like there are a couple of points, and I'll say step one. So this way, if you're taking notes, you can get the first one, the second one, and on. So the first would be grateful. I know we always hear that. Stop it. But listen, gratitude forces you to see the good in yourself and in others. Okay, wait a minute. Did you hear that? Gratitude forces you to see good in yourself, notice you first, and in others. That's how powerful gratitude is. And this increases your well-being and creates a mindset of possibilities. You know, I always tell you all that I was a child that apparently my parents didn't put any kind of limitations on my dreams, my hopes or aspirations, because literally my mindset is limitless. If I can dream it, I feel I can do it. And I am empowering other people and people that I work with to have that mindset and not to settle into that poverty mindset. Because, see, that's a dynamics of that mind, of being grateful. Because each and every opportunity that we get is a powerful opportunity to do something that evokes some sort of emotion inside of us or someone else. And that's the endless possibilities. Possibilities are great. And being grateful also neutralizes the victim mindset. Or that victim mentality. You can't be a victim when you are so grateful for things. You can't be a victim when you're thankful for being here. You can't be a victim when you're saying, you know what, this taught me a great lesson, and this is what I took away from it, and this is how I'm going to change. Because, see, it's that powerful and that kind of pivot that you need in your mind. And this then has the effects of pushing someone to take action on the opportunities that come before them. That's how powerful being grateful is. And when we become grateful, it makes you realize that there is something larger than self. See, it's so funny. I always invite you all to join me on Clubhouse. And a week ago, we had the opportunity to really speak on gratitude and being grateful. And so many came into the area, into our space, and really shared what they were so grateful for and the magnitude that it has impacted on their lives. And it was like, so powerful and touching that I can't even begin to tell you all what you missed, because that's how incredible it was. And the connections that we made in there and the feeling that was in there was so, oh my goodness, I would say the word euphoric even. It was so organic in there. And people were speaking from their hearts. And they were giving over freely to one another, and no one was holding back. And that's what was so beautiful. Which leads us into actually number two, become more generous. Did you hear what I said when I was talking about people sharing? They were literally sharing without any want. There was no right hand looking for what the left hand could pull back in. They were just dropping jewels in there that people were picking up, and we were literally felt like we was at a banquet table full of scrumptious, high-quality foods that only could be had at a 5-star restaurant, and it was that dynamic. Because, see, generosity is giving without want. And sometimes people get that mixed up. And sometimes people confuse that. Because, see, that poverty mindset, it always is looking for what can it get, what can it take. And that's not what we want to be doing. That's why we're trying to break and pivot that mindset. So it's not a lack or a starvation. You know, a lot of times if you see on commercials and they're advertising like feeding those that are starving, and you see how they are holding on to every little thing and they're just trying to put as much food into them or just hold on to everything that they have. Because, see, they know what scarcity is in food. But there was a young person that was a part of this commercial that the children were starving. And he's now a great photographer. And he said he met a photographer doing that particular commercial or photographing the children. And he said, and at the time he looked like he was maybe like 5 years old, but he literally was 11. And he said, and when he looked at the photographer and the photographer took his picture, he said he handed the photographer some of the rice that he had. And the photographer was like, oh, no, no, no. And he was like, he said, because he felt like if he was hungry, he knew he must be hungry too. But you see how dynamic that was? And now he is a photographer. He's successful. And he was giving the opportunity and that generosity. And so when we think of people that are generous, they give and they don't think about what is it in there for them or how they're going to get it back. And they don't say, oh, well, if I give, I'm going to be blessed anyway. You know, that's not it. It's because they know the magnitude and the impact that it's going to make. And the ladies in here in the chat box said that generosity moves you to be beyond what is just the limited sector of you. It helps you to freely give and never really feel like you're lacking in any aspect. And I love that comment because that's exactly what that is. That's what generosity moves and what generosity is. I love that. Thank you, ladies. So the third aspect that we're going to talk about is this. Change your perception. Wait a minute, I'll say it again. Change your perception. See, a poverty mindset traps you in a cycle of like fear that doesn't allow you to break free from the cycle of worry and negativity. See? That's what a poverty mindset does. It traps us. So it's like an animal trapped in a trap. You can't get free of it if you allow it to start to stem and to take root. And this type of thinking does not mean that you do or you don't have money. So let me just reiterate that. It does not mean that. Your thoughts are not necessarily rooted in reality is what that means. And when we have a preconceived notion over anything, it blurs our reality and can weigh heavily on our minds and hearts. You know, it's so funny because I always tell people that you don't want to have a preconceived notion. You don't want to go into any kind of discussion with a preconceived notion because it doesn't allow you to open your heart, your mind, nor your ears when you have a preconceived notion. And it puts that frontal cortex on high alert and makes you now have a reaction of like, oh, I got to protect myself because you're not allowing that perspective to be changed, perception to be changed, to be influenced. So it's a powerful thing. You know, what do they say? Perception is they say it's nine tenths of the law. So do you all realize what that means? Okay, so look, what it means is this. So perception is nine tenths of the law means simply this. Ownership is easier to maintain if one has possession of something or difficult to enforce if one doesn't have it. So that's what perception is. So like, you know, well, I guess it's mine. I perceive that it, no, that's what is 9/10 of the law means. So it means that this person over here could say, look, I own this over here. And people will be like, oh, well, he owns it. He claimed it first. And that's what it is. So we don't want to be like that. And if you want to change your perception, it means you must do the needed work to be able to enforce change. So anything that we want to really accomplish, a lot of times we have to work on it. We have to really be invested in doing the needed work to bring forth that change or that progress in anything that we do. And that's why I said this discussion is so powerful. Like I said, we only just peeled back one layer. This is just only the top layer. And you see how in-depth it is. It is just something that stirs, and it makes me excited when I get to talk about things like this, because I'm getting to help you to reshape, reshift, remold your thinking. So I am thrilled and excited too, because I don't want you to have a mindset of poverty. And even in realms of money, that you literally don't want to have that mindset either. Because if you start to have that mindset, you will start to hoard certain things and not be able to grow and to invest in it in a quality and in a way that will bring forth you to have success. So you have to be careful with it. So number four, I would tell people to connect with positive people. Oh my goodness, this is one powerful tool that you should keep in your arsenal. Because when you connect with positive people, you instantly become just shift yourself because their energy is so powerful. You know, they impact you in such a way that is like, oh, you know, I always think about like how everybody was so drawn to former President Barack Obama. And they would say, oh, my goodness, he's just dynamic and he's so powerful. And, oh, him and Michelle. But you know what it was? Their positivity really attracted you to them. And even how they move, they have a different kind of, Swagger. They have a different swagger. They have that je ne sais quoi, you know? And it's just so like, it's on point. Because people that are positive, they have a different way. Their posture is different. Their language is different. And their energy is just exuding. And so I would challenge you to really connect with someone and kind of mirror them for a week and see how you feel yourself. Because that's how impactful and empowering it can really be. 1 week of just mimicking a very positive person can change your whole outlook and your whole countenance. Isn't that powerful? Do you know that even positive people, they have even a better way in their health? They have a better way with their mood and even how they look at things. It could be stressful, but because they're positive, they have a way of how they look at it and how it bridges inside of them. And I love that because I find that to be such a powerful tool. You know, Whisperers, one thing I want you all to understand is that you don't have to be stuck in this mindset. If you don't get anything from everything that I told you so far, take this and take this at face value. You do not have to be stuck in this mindset. Because once you make the decision to make the needed changes, your mind will be open to the solution. Just like when you are sick and you take your medicine and you take it according to how it's written and you start to feel better, but then you stop taking it and all of a sudden you still start feeling sick and now you got a relapse. It's the same thing. We have to start taking this medicine to make over our mind, to be able to walk in this and to have an integral and a deep imprint into our minds, hearts, because that's what's going to motivate it. And no matter what your circumstances, you have a choice. You have a definite choice. You know, the choices we make lead to endless possibilities. The choices we make can leave indelible marks. The choices that we make can either make or break us. The choices that we make can either broaden our mind or shut them closed. But it's a choice that you have to make. You know, it's how we use these markers that can lead you to opening and moving past a poverty mindset. It's just that simple, guys. And I know, like I told you a lot, and I always like to give you all your takeaways. So let me go back to my notes and look at them. And I'm going to give you what you're going to be, the keys. We're going to be grateful first and foremost, because gratitude is something that is great in itself. We're going to become more generous. We're going to change our perception. And we're going to connect with the positive folks that are impacting us in a positive way. And we're going to mimic their behavior and that positivity. We're going to exude that ability of doing that. And you're going to see. It's going to have a brilliant effect on you. You know, if you would like to work with me to really start to break the mindset or break the habits or start to build out the foundation that you need, you know what? Tap into me. I always offer my services to you. I have a live link in the description box. It's as easy as booking your consultation. And guess what? The consultation is free. Doesn't even cost you anything. And then we can map out what you would like to achieve, what you need to work on, and go from there. Because you have endless possibilities. But you have to first invest in yourself. And sometimes investing in ourselves requires seeing a professional that can help us. So you know what, Whispers? I'm always happy when we can come together in our safe zone to have these in-depth conversations to really build on our foundation. We are building a mansion on this foundation. And each topic gets us a little bit closer to our mansion being completed. And each topic is just watering our gardens. And sometimes when we're doing that, it even helps us to water the next person's garden so they can walk into that greatness as well. I love it. I absolutely love it. And, you know, I love all the feedback that you all have been sending, all the messages that you've been giving us. We so appreciate you all. And listen, if you have questions or you have suggestions for topics, we want you to write in. So you can email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So once again, it's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And don't forget, I want you to come and get social with me. Come and join me on Instagram. You can find me at whispersinabottle_podcast. You can find us in our Facebook group. And you know what? January, I'm telling you guys, be in our Facebook group, because come January, there are some dynamic things that we are producing and are going to be just for our Facebook group. So if you want to join it, go to Whisper in a Bottle. That's facebook.com/whisper, no S on it, Whisper in a Bottle. And then I'm on Twitter at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. You must put it in that way or you won't find us. Everybody says, oh, I couldn't find you. Well, because you now have it in right. And listen, I'm going to invite you again to join me on Clubhouse. Join me in my club and my dynamic co-mods. They are awesome, by the way. I love being on the show with them, their perspective, what they pour in, and it's such a great vibration. I have to tell you all, the roundtable of intention is such a great area. It's a great spot. It's positivity. There's no negativities. There's no harsh language, just like here in Whispers in a Bottle. We don't use harsh language. We're always respectful of each other, and we always make sure that we are listening to what you have to say, and it's powerful. And the Roundtable of Intention is every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you come over to Clubhouse and join us. I'm telling you, you like to socialize here with me in the chat box and in our Zoom room. Come over there and connect. It is so great because you get to speak with me one-on-one, because once you raise your hand, I can invite you up into the garden with me, and we can talk and have a great discussion. And you know, guys, next week's discussion, you are not going to want to miss. Because it also comes via a whisperer, but it's also a topic that I really want to pour into, because I have something that is dynamic and it's going to go hand in hand with next week's conversation. And I'm not even going to give you a clue what it is. So you got to come back and listen. It is so great to be here with you all this week. Thank you for listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, motivational speaker, and truly thankful to be here as your host. And listen, guys, please be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, and even if you're vaccinated, not vaccinated, be careful. We got a brand new variant out here. So please be safe. Enjoy your families. Touch base with those that need you. And have a great weekend. All right, guys, until next week, talk to you later.